News, a warm week concludes and one last winter hurrah is predicted for Queensland as an unusually high warm period for this time of year. The Bureau of Meteorology has said that while the last week has been well above average, some Antarctic winds will push up through the southern states, even coating some places in snow. Queensland is in for a chilly weekend. Towns like Burketown are expecting highs of 36 degrees today and 28 in Winton, though the weekend is expected to reach a top of 21 degrees with some showers in the coming week.
Complaints against Queensland councillors have increased 15% this financial year, according to independent assessor Bronwyn Blagov and deputy assessor Charlie Cohn in their state parliamentary committee testimonies. Of the 1,008 complaints levied against councillors in 24-25, 81% were dismissed, a 76% increase on the previous year. 22 complaints were labelled conduct breaches involving 7 councillors, a very small number of councillors, according to the committee. Assessor Blagov explained the increase by citing the last financial year as the first full year after 2024 local government elections, as this is typically the period when new councillors are finding their feet, with the increase mirroring the increase we saw following the last council elections.
And in national news, Australia will send its first ever space rover to the moon in partnership with NASA and aptly named Rover. This rover is set to set off before 2030 and will be capable of analysing the surface area and collecting data to assist with future space exploration. Science Minister Tim Ayres has labelled this as one of the most specialised robotics advanced manufacturing programs in the country, involving the collaborative effort of 20 Australian organisations with NASA and $42 million of federal funding.
Human rights groups have released a joint statement criticising a bill introduced by the government on Tuesday. The proposed changes in the bill suspend natural justice for decisions involving third country reception arrangements in Australia, meaning fair hearing or consider individual circumstances would no longer be required when deporting non-citizens. These proposals relate to the government's efforts to resettle 3 people in Nauru who were released as a result of the NZYQ High Court decision, but whose removal has been stalled since February. Samati Verma, legal director at the Human Rights Law Centre, stated it would deprive people of fair notice and a fair opportunity to make their case before they are deported to a third country.
And in international news, the number of detainees held at US Alligator Alcatraz Immigration Detention Centre has dropped to a half, with Florida officials saying that the facility will be empty within days. It comes as a Miami court judge ruled for the makeshift prison to be dismantled last week on the grounds that it caused severe environmental damage to the UNESCO World Heritage Protected Florida Everglades in its construction and implementation. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that the state would be helping fund yet another facility, dubbed the Deportation Depot, at a state penitentiary to hold the many migrants kept in the meager conditions of Alligator Alcatraz.
For your weather today, Brisbane is going to have a day for it with clear skies and warm winds. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.